Ze zeggen dus pas Ave Maria als ik zo terug en ze zeggen dus pas dat jouw zenuwen zijn zo vaak. Oké, we zeggen shalom. Oké, we're just about finished with the packet 11. I think maybe there's one thing I wanted to do. We were doing the Chelkas Yaakov about why the idea of Yediyah Kariya, whether you should use it, not use it. And then there's another idea that's given that maybe there are other reasons. You know, that was always brought down. Maybe there are other reasons. But every Chazal make a gzeira, so you can't, Oskim, right, they can't be 100% sure that you know the reason, and therefore when the reason doesn't apply, because there could be other hidden reasons that were given other than the reason that is the beforesome reason. And there's a word from the Vilna Gaon about this. In the Panini Mishulchan Agroa, page 26, going over to page 27. He says, "Tanya Reb Shimon Gamliel Omer Chol Mitzvah Shekiblu Yisrael Aleihem B'Simcha Don Mila. Any mitzvah that Klal Yisrael did B'Simcha, like Bris Mila, Yisif Sasa Nochel Masecha, Dai Osi Maso B'Simcha. As any mitzvah that we were Mekabel B'Simcha, we're still doing it B'Simcha. Chol Mitzvah Shekiblu Aleihem Miktota. Any mitzvah that we were Mekabel with." Some diversity and some anger or some lack of harmony, then it still has that element. So when Klal Yisrael had the mitzvah of Arayis, they were, you know, a little upset that they were limited who they could marry. So in every marriage, there's always something. There's no ksuba that's written that there's not some disagreement between the two parties. You know, like you can't expect everything to be perfect. So he says, Chol mitzvah shekibul aleim b'ktatok, adayin osi maso b'ktatok. So perish kevus adayin, yish yanki ke'es botel hatam, gon milo. In other words, Why is Mila on the eighth day? Because in other words, if the couple, if the Bris Mila, say before the eighth day, so the husband and wife are still going to be usher to cohabit with each other because they're tame from the birth. But midaraisa could be that by the eighth day for a boy, tumah's finished. So that's why you wait to the eighth day so she can already go to the mikveh. Today, the mitzvah of today is women bleed much more than that, so they don't go to the mikveh so early. But he says, so today, at the eighth day, there's no couple that already went to the mikvah by the eighth day. So you're going to tell me, so maybe we should wait with the bris till, no, he says no. Etc. So he says, even though the reason doesn't apply anymore, still, we still keep the Torah. Still keeps the mitzvah where it is. So that's what it says in the bottom. Nusachache. Shol Talmidu Rabbeinu. Mitzvah sheish b'tam v'hemshech hazman nispat alatam. They ask the Vilna Gaon, if a mitzvah has a certain reason, and the reason is no longer applicable, so do we still have the same mitzvah? But we say the reason is not applicable. So the Vilna Gaon responded, if that would be true, that we would change the mitzvah based on the reasoning, so then we shouldn't have bris milah in the eighth day anymore. Because Perish Baal Chayyadim, because since the Gemara says, Amra Torah Mila Bishmini, because if you can have a bris milah, say, on the fifth day, so everyone's happy, but the parents are, you know, still not mutter to each other yet, so they won't be so happy, because it's too much later. Fiza Achshav Shabbat Lo Dam Torah, Ve'edi Shatorah L'Bayla Achit Tispor Shiva Nekiyim. Today you need Shiva Nekiyim, you need much more. We have more Chumras. Yimkei Gam Shmini Aviv Imo Tzevim. Chumokam Malam Yom Shmini Ve'im Amtina Ashatera Imo L'Bayla. And instead of Shafel Tam Batal, even though the Tam no longer applies, the mitzvah is not Batal. So therefore, we still do Milim Shmini, even though that reason doesn't apply anymore. Because the we say it's not, can't go to the mikveh so early as the way it was be the Raisa. And that's what it says in the footnote on page 28. Anytime the Chachamim made a takana, afshe botel hatam, a goloi, even if the reason for the takana seemingly is not applicable, but still, you still have to keep it. Why? Because Chazal had many hidden reasons. Besides the open reason, there were many hidden reasons. In other words, what about Yisra Giloi? You know, you're not allowed to drink water that if it was left uncovered, the water, because a snake might have gotten in and put some poison in. So most probably, if you would leave water, gula, most probably snakes wouldn't have gotten in. But we still keep this, we still don't drink the water. Because there could be other reasons. So in other words, so when the reason is not applicable, you see in the Chumash, the reason of Bris Milah, Bishmini, is not applicable anymore. Because the whole reason of Bris Milah Bishmini is that the Torah tells us when you have a son, you're tamei for seven days. So then by the eighth day, you go to the mikvah, and they'll be able to celebrate just the way everyone else is celebrating. But with Bizman Hazeh, it takes more. We have more chumras to when we get to the mikvah. But still, we don't say, therefore, postpone the Bris Milah. No, the Bril is Mishmini, because that's the way the reason was originally. The reason of that they should be Sameach at the Bris Milah, and therefore the Tumah is only for 7 days. She'll go to the mikvah after seven. By eighth day, she'll be Tahora, and she'll be Tahora at the time of her, of the parents will be Tahora to each other at the Zman of the Bris. So even though that doesn't apply to Zman Hazeh, because the Maisa, we have more chumras of when we let them go to the mikvah. Still, it's Bishmini. And that's what the Vilna Gaon said, that if you want a proof from that even though the reason doesn't apply, that we still keep the mitzvah the way it was, is from Bris Milah. And then in the footnote, he writes, same thing by Chacham and make a takana, and it seems that by Chol Yisrael, maybe the reason doesn't apply because we have the government rules, but others say no, but there could be other reasons that are besides the open reason of that they're going to maybe Arif fall of Tommy. Okay. So that is the. And so that's the Vilna Gaon's word, and that's what we said before, based on what we said before, based on the Vilna Gaon. So that's here on page Kuf Mem Tes and Kufta. Okay, so that's the end of packet Yiral. Now I'd like to start the next packet as a new topic within Chol Yisrael. And that's the following. What is the story? I gave a shiur today at Tinek about Chol of about Bishul Akum. So Rabbi Friedman, who's one of the people in charge there, was mentioned at the end, you know, the idea of Chola. You have a Chola, and so Bishul Akum was only a Din Darabanan. So will we allow, if somebody's a Chola, could they drink Chol of Akum? I'm not talking about the heter of this heter, of that heter. No, let's say it's real, it's usa. There's no heter. Say in the situation, you don't have this heter, you don't have the pricha, you know. you violate, but the person's a chola. As Rabbi Friedman said to me, I mean, you see a lot of times in nursing homes and things like that where you have cholim. And the question is, could we lift the iser of chol of akum? From Makom Chola, even if the Chola is what? Ain't Bo Sakana. Well, if it's the Chola Sheish Bo Sakana, then all the mitzvahs in the Torah are lifted for Pikuach Nefesh. But I'm saying, what if it's Ain Bo Sakana? So what would you say? What do you think? A chol she'ein bo sakana, could he eat something that's like what Rabbi Friedman said? Could he eat bishul akum? Goy cooked something. Goy cooked eggs. So could he eat? Is a chol she'ein bo sakana? He has fever. So he has fever. Chol Hashem was a chana. He's a chayla. He's chayla. You mean nafal the mishkaf? The chayla. But it's ain't a chana. So what's the status of Chol Hashem was a chana? Because the din is that Chol Hashem was a chana to take medicine on Shabbos, even though we normally don't allow medicine on Shabbos. So if you're chayla, you can take medicine, and you don't have to be a Chol Hashem was a chana. You don't need a Chol Hashem was a chana. He has fever. It's a chol she'ein bo sakana. I mean, unless he has a tremendous. So can he take? A pill? Or could he have bishul akum like Rabbi Friedman's discussion? Or could he have chol of akum? No. What would you say, Rabbi Friedman? So you're saying the Kodesh HaChasim Sofer, PSA. Yeah, so therefore what? So that's what I'm asking. Could you revatal Zera the Rabbanan for a Chol Hashem Bo Sakana? Yeah, okay. Even without the briskers, what you say? I love the briskers, but I'm saying. So what would you say? No, tell me something. Chol she'ein bo sakana. You think you're allowed to give them something that's treif midraban? Rabbi Aaron F. You think what? You do not think so. Because why? Same bo sakana. So same bo sakana, he's saying, so why should we, even though it's only treif midrabanan, if it's treif midrashi, I understand.
What would the problem really be? Because if you're doing it, if you're giving them something to eat, not for because they want to eat it, you're giving them something to eat for medicinal purposes. So do we really have the issue of trade food or trade medicine?
Well, let's talk about treif food. Yes, it's treif, but they want to take it. They want to eat the treif food, like bishalakum.
Service because we should pass this. So we have then here about say factory names. In other words, if you would have to ask what type of talking about a gun, he knows making a mess, and then bringing him over to him, or are we talking about someone going to just know maybe it's an actual guy that's going to come in food credit. It's more common than say, I mean, that's just not, it's not a shop. It's never going to be.
Yeah, that's so that's a different question if he's not going to beat the person, but let's say this is the Rabbanan, the Beitza Shadol, the Yontif, it's Muktzah. Or Cholavakum, say the situation where Moshe's Heter would apply, or those that disagree with Moshe.
No. Seem like
Does anyone want to say? So both you, Rabbi Aronoff and Rabbi Kenner, are going to Chumrah. You both guys are going to Chumrah. Does anyone want to say maybe we could go to Kula?
The only reason I can think Lakula is if you're not eating it because you want to eat it. You're eating it because it's a medicine, not because of.
No, but say we're not talking about medicine. We're talking about real food.
So he's sick and he has to eat it to strengthen himself, like eating.
Beyantif. Say it's muktzah, right? But this person's a chayla, a chol she'ebo sakana.
Well, do we have we what about egg matzah? We allow
Egg matzah food, what does it say for the elderly and infirmed, right?
Yeah, that's what it says. Elderly and infirmed on the egg matzah.
The egg matzahs.
Is there a similar halachic reason for that?
An egg
Egg
matzah
matzah.
is even more cow because egg matzah is not really awesome,
Yeah, so
right?
it's be something really awesome.
So I told you something that's really awesome is like matzah on Erev Pesach.
Yeah.
Matzah on Erev Pesach, that's really awesome. The guy is sick and he needs it. He can't have bread coming. We have matzah on Erev Pesach. Matzah on Erev Pesach isn't the Rabban. So, but it's a chayla. Bishlakum. We feed it. So let's look at the Gemara here in Pesachim. Chaf hey at the base. Mar bar of Ashi Ashkele Ravina. Mar bar of Ashi found Ravina. The Shayef le Lebarte. The Guharki de Orla. So he was rubbing his what? His daughter with a fruit of Orla. Because Orla is also B'hanah, right? Orla means the first 3 years of the tree. So the fruit of the first 3 years, so say he has an olive from the tree. So that olive you're not allowed to eat for the first 3 years of the tree. And you can't get benefit from it also. So he was giving his kid, he's rubbing his kid with an aleph or with a so is that a, so everything was over a bird b'shas hasakana. In other words, when should this be permissible only sakana? Shalom b'shas hasakana mi omer. But if it's not a sakana, what's the heter? Amalei hai ishta samirta. What is ishta samirta? Do read Rashi. Choli shakori moi samirta. Chum from the tzarmit smuri. Do.
The Loazi Rashi says that it's kadachat, fever,
right.
On the side.
Which means what?
Fever.
Fever, right. Rav Katan says fever. The kid had fever. So they were rubbing the kid with orla fruit. They were rubbing the kid with orla fruit. So Gemara said, but what's the heter? There's no sakana. He says, no, there was fever. So maybe that's a sakana. So I will say, I should submit to Nam Kishasa sakana that. So maybe that's why it's mutter. He could amri amale midi der chanoka vida. No, it wasn't a sakana, but he says it's shaloka daka. It's shaloka daka. In other words, what do you normally use a fruit for? Eat. And here they were using it to rub. So therefore it's not derech hanah. So b'meila, that's why it was permissible. But what do you see from this Gemara? That's the first thing. But then the Gemara says it's not talking about a fever. It's not like the second, the first, the Gemara gives two answers of what was the heter to use the orla fruit to rub on the child, right, who was sick. One answer was that the child was a cholashish brosakana. Because an orla fruit is also bahana, midaraisa, orla is Eretz Yisrael. So this is daraisa, the orla. So what was the heter to have the kid to rub the orla on the kid? What was the heter? So this is the raisa. So first heter says because the kid was a chol sheish mosakana. It was a fever, or high fever, whatever. So then you can violate an issa the raisa. The other thing is no, it wasn't a chol sheish mosakana. It was a chol sheish mosakana. But using a fruit and getting benefit, but not in the normal way of getting benefit, the Shaloka Derech Hanasam is only an Issa D'Rabbanan. So the Issa D'Rabbanan, we're going to permit for a Chola She'ein Bo Sakana. In other words, the first teretz in the Gemara was the kid was a Chola She'yesh Bo Sakana because he had a fever. So Yesh Bo Sakana, you can violate a Daraisa. The second teretz says no. The kid is chol she'ein bo sakana, and we're not violating a deraisa because the whole issue was only a rabbanan. So that's the. So what do you see from here, Rabbi Sain? Getting back to my original question.
We don't have definitive proof yet because the person who's eating matzah on Erev Pesach is still eating matzah. It would seem it's still the usual way of eating it, the usual way of consuming it.
Yeah.
I mean, he's a chola, so maybe there's a tzad to say that it's like shmearing.
But eating matzah on Erev Pesach is only nisa derabanan.
Yeah. But the question is it a derabanan or derabanan now because he's a chola?
Right.
Not like he's shmearing the paper.
So what does the Gemara say in the second teretz here?
The second teretz is because...
The second teretz is what kind of chola was this person?
Normal chola. Not a... In bo sakana.
And what would we allowed to do to this person?
You could
give him orla.
Yeah.
Shmir orla to help
but it's
him.
Shmearing.
So what's shmearing? What kind of din is shmearing?
Well, it's also hana, but it seems like it's a different kind of hana than the usual. It's a klachar yad hana.
What's the normal type of hana?
Eating the food.
Eating it. So you're doing it shaloka derech. So what's the din of shaloka derech hana, son? Is that an issa deraisa or an issa derabana?
Issa derabana.
Is it a Rabbanan?
So it would be a Derabbanan and a Derabbanan.
It would be a Derabbanan. So therefore you see from this Gemara at first glance that you can violate an Issa Derabbanan for a Cholish. Ebo Sakana! Because they used the orla fruit to get hanah from the orla fruit, to rub it on the kid who didn't have a fever, but as a cholish. First teretz is he had a fever, so it was a cholish yesbo sakana. The second teretz is he didn't have a fever, so it was a cholish yesbo sakana. And yet it was permissible, shalokader hanos. So, according to that, Max Roberts, Shlita Mordechai Eliyahu, I would like to point out.
Oh, Max is also okay.
Yeah. Okay. Mordechai Eliyahu from Germany. So, what's the din? Hashya says, it seems from here, that if it's a chol she'en bo sakana, and the issue you're doing is a drabanan, that's okay, because that was the heter, that they used the orla, they smeared it on the kid, which is not the normal way of benefiting from a fruit. But mokum chola. What type of chola? She'emo sakana. Because the first teretz is that it was a fever. It was chola she'emo sakana. The second teretz is that it was chola she'emo sakana. So don't you... So, Rabbi Aronoff, are you willing to say that the Gemara is going against you? Or... How about you, Rabbi Kenner?
You had two teretzim, so they could just say they were holding by the other teretz.
Oh, you see, this Yid from Germany is supporting you two guys. He's a Jew from Germany. He's saying like you. Then he says that maybe that's the two teretzim in the Gemara. So the first teretz is like these guys, and the second teretz is not like these guys. What do you say, Ramosa? You like what Rabbi Mordechai Eliyahu? Mordechai Eliyahu, chief rabbi of Israel. Usually the second one, and our good friend from Florida here, Rabbi Hagoyin of Avram Kenner, says that usually when the Gemara has two terutzim, he thinks the second teretz is the Iker teretz. So that would mean, second teretz saying is that it was a chol she'en bo sakana, and they could get hanah in shaloka derech, which is only a derabanan. That's okay. So therefore, b'chora come out according to this. If you want to have chalav akum in your chayla, and you need to have milk, You know, that was the night the question someone asked me. Someone called me up from the mountains. They were at a summer camp this summer, and the woman was pregnant, and she needed milk, and they didn't have any Chol of Yisrael in the summer camp. So, did they have the milk? So, according to the second Torah, it's what? She's a chayla. She's a pregnant, so she's a chayla, and she's a kol shein bo sakana, so she should be able to have kol of akum. Even if it wouldn't have been in America, where Moshe and the way holds that it's mutter mikar did. Even if we'd be someplace where they wouldn't have those rules. Yeah. What do you say? So let us learn the Ramban. This is a sefer called the Torah Sa'adam. You ever see that sefer? No, if you didn't, now you will. Page 3. Torah Sa'adam. Who wrote it? The Ramban. This is the 2-volume Kisvei Ramban of Rabbi Shavel, who wrote the Parish translation, you know, it's to the Ramban Ala Torah. But the Ramban didn't just write Ala Torah, he wrote other things as well. So he has one paragraph here, let's learn it together. Mar Baravashi, but Max, you would say that Pasha Pshat is that it depended upon the two Terutzim of the Gemara. Why was he able to smear with the oil of fruit? Yeah.
If you hold by the second teretz, first then teretz said, you need the Chol HaStam.
Right. The first teretz is saying that it was a Chol HaSheish Bo Sakana, so that's why it's mutter. The second teretz says no, it's even a Chol HaSheish Bo Sakana, but still it's, So let's see. So let's learn the Ramban. Mar Baravashi Ashke Ravina Dekas Shoiv Nevarte B'Gucharki Argo Amalei Eimer Domer Rabban B'Shasa Sakana. So he says, only Shalom Shasakana mi Omer Amalei Hai Ashita Samirta Shasakana Dami. First there it says that there was fever. Vigadami Hakikamala Midi Derechanasaka Vidna Perish Mishum Shakol Shaloka Derechanasam Isurid Rabbanu. The Midin Hassam called Isum Shabatari Loki Malem El Derechanasam Lubuddi Shimini Chelo Shal Shar Niskal Agabe Bakasa Shapata. If you came to Isurid Rabbanu, Magam Choli. So says the Ramban. Shamina Minoa, we learn from here. The Misrapim be Sui Hanoshal Devraim. That you could use, you can get Hanoa from a Drabbanim. Here he gives you an example. Chomich Arvalova Pesach. That's a good example. Say a guy didn't sell his chomich, and now Pesach is over, so you're not allowed to eat the chomich. It's Chomich Arvalova Pesach. Peculiar care in Chutzlars. Afal Pishay Mosakana. Right? So now, the last line, the Ramban is going to give a disclaimer. He's going to give a disclaimer. Look what he says. Miu le'inyan achila ein lanu, efshar sha'asun kishal Torah, shalom l'shras b'hem el b'mochum sakhan. What's the disclaimer? What's the disclaimer? No, that's not the disclaimer. No, tell me the disclaimer that I'm about to say. I'm not going to tell you. You have to tell me. Look into page 3 where the arrow is.
Wait. That was Ramban. So it was basically Ramban saying that what Max Roberts said, that it's calling it to Terutzim in the Gemara, is not true. That even according to the second Teretz, that says Barachola She'imbo Sakana is mutter to do a Drabanan, still can't have the Chametz Shavu or Pesach. Well, you still can't eat the matzah He says an iser achiva midrabanan is treated like a daraisa. Because the Gemara was talking about smearing on your skin. So that's Shaloka Derek, so that's only the Rabban. But to eat something, even though the eating is you're only eating this is the Rabban, like you're eating Bershalakum, or you're eating Chomet Shavuot on Pesach, or you're eating Matzah on Erev Pesach.
What's the Sarah?
1 second. So the Ramban says, when they made it Israchila, they made it more chomer. Israchila ain lano. Efshar sha'ason kishal Torah. That once they an Israchila is more chomer. Efshar sha'ason, because when they asked it an Israchila, they made it even though it's the Rabbanan, they made it like a daraisa. So therefore, Chomet She'orval of Pesach, the Ramban says, say you have a choyla, Eivo Sakhana, and there's nothing in the house, and you have some cookies that you forgot to sell. Right? That's Chomet She'orval of Pesach. And if he wants to eat, he's sick, he's home, he's sick, he's not a Chol She'ish Mosakhana, he's sick, and he has the cookies. So the simple shot, like Max Roberts said, is according to the second day of the Gemara should be mutter. Now the Ramban is saying no. The Indian achila elon.
What about the kidney such as a minhag?
What about kidneys? So what about kidneys?
First of all,
so who Max asked, what about kidneys? Can a chole? Wait, 1 second. Yeah. Let me ask you a question. Do we paskin like this, Ramban? So let's look at Shulchan Aruch before we get to Max's question. Let's look at Shulchan Aruch, my dear friend. Look at Shulchan Aruch. Page 6. I want to know the Ramah. Look what he writes. Yesh Omrim, the Holy Surah Hanoa Midrabanan, Mutar Nisrapos Ben, that you could use a Nisra Hanoa Midrabanan, you can get Rufua. A few Holshe Mitzachana, a few Yai Nesach Bismanazel, Mutar Nisrapos Bo, Vasos Menum Merchats, Abu Bishu Tuder Han also. Vilvad Shalo Yochal Vishta Haisr, Hol the Abo Sakana. So the Ramah says, you could use an Issa Drabana, but you can't eat an Issa Drabana from Makom Chol.
The power is not that.
Shari Sur, Misrabim, Makom Sakan, Field of Jerusalem, Shalom Makom Sakan, Hanosim also, Shalom Kandar Hanosim Mutter. He doesn't say, he just says, because we kill that camp, there's no din of Shaloka Derech. I feel Shaloka Derech Hanosa. Right, but these are all in the Daraisa realm. He doesn't tell you anything about it, Surah Darabana. The Ramah is saying, Surah Darabana, you can't eat it, Surah Darabana. In other words, the Ramah is quoting this Ramah. He's posculating like the Ramah. That in Surah Darabana, if you're sick, it's the day after Pesach, and you have a whole bunch of cookies, which were not sold. It's only in Issur Rabbanan, and you're sick. The Ramah says you cannot eat them, even though you're sick. Even though it's only in Issur Rabbanan, and you're Chol Shein Bo Sakana, but if you'd have to smell them to get the refuah, that could maybe be, or rub them on your... But I mean, smell maybe is but to eat it, even in Issur Rabbanan, the Ramah passes like this Ramah. What he says. Oh, so Rabbi Kenner now asks the question. Why is achila different? Why is eating an Issur Drabbanan different than anything else? Okay, that's the question. So, Rabbi Kenner here wants to say what?
You are what you eat.
Okay. Okay. Here, anyone want to add to him? If it wouldn't be achila, then listen to Rabbanan, you can take the orla fruit and smear it on your body. And even though it's shalok and derech hanosim, it's only the Rabbanan. So the mokum choli, even a chol shalok, ebo sakan. But to actually eat it, then they were more chazalwa, more chomer on eating. Then they made it ki'ilu, you're eating a derais. Kol ve'ein bo sakana. Rachel, Yochel Vishta Ha'is. All the angles are cut. And look at the Pisei Tshuva. When we look at the Pisei Tshuva, page 6. Sif Kot Meches. Ayin Tshuva is from Kiva Eger. So the stopping of Cholosh Ego Sakana, Mahutzrach B'Shabbos L'Refuah. This is the famous Tshuva from Kiva Eger. Person who's sick on Shabbos and he needs Refuah. So they want to give him an apple. No. The low nips are osum shenoshu b'shabbos. Right? What's the halacha of an apple? An apple's good. But if the apple fell down off the tree on Shabbos, even though you didn't pluck it, it fell down by itself. That's called peiros hanoshu. So the halacha is that if a fruit fell off the tree on Shabbos, you're not allowed to eat it because we're afraid. You're going to like it somehow. You'll pull another tree off, another fruit off. But what? So this is the Rabban. But what if you're a choyla, sheibo sakana? This is page 6. Os ches. Sivkot Ches. He says, "Ayin b'tshuvas Rabbi Kivayger shem stopping. Chol b'shem b'sakarav hutzach b'shabbes l'refua. Achilas peres motzu rak also shadishu b'shabbes imutel la'achila. Tafel day harishonim imutel yisrael chal shabbes b'midi rabbanu tzarach chol b'shem b'sakarav. Vomokem zeish the stopping mind maskin kam the holy sur hanadar rabbanu muter uvach ayochu v'shter yisur in ish lomer d'achilas peres hanoshim." So that's his discussion here. In other words, we say, well, you're eating it, so maybe eating is more chomer. But do we say that no, because it's not treif. It's just happens to be fell off on Shabbos, so Shabbos is guarded to Isser, but it's not like something that's chametz and there say chametz on Erev Pesach before Chatzos. No, before Chatzos. I meant after before Chatzos was only the Ramon. After Chatzos,
that's stronger than Sabbath. Why is that stronger?
Well, yeah, maybe it's not. Maybe it's okay. So, Be'ez Hashem, tomorrow we should look it over and see. But this is a fascinating Ramban, right? And the question that we have to deal with is: are we passing like that, or what is it all about? And we have to see maybe there are other sources that we could prove or disprove this idea. But that's what you said. I mean, Aronoff, you said originally. Awesome.
Max had a question.
Oh, yeah, Max. Oh, Moreno of Max has asked, what about Kiptius? Yeah, it's only a minute.
Oh,
so But on the other hand, if you hold like the Chasam Sofer, that a minhag mitam neder is a deraisa, that could be even more chamur. That could be even more chamur. Okay, so Be'ez Hashem, tomorrow we'll continue this discussion, okay?
We just learned this morning. Okay. We just learned this morning you can mevatel it lechatchila by the Rambam.
Okay. Good to see you all. Josh McGrofsky, good to see you. And Rav Levitt and Rav Levitt's beautiful daughter.
Esther.
Esther, right? Esther, sure.
Yeah.
And Max. Okay. Foto, have a good day. Okay.